It's time for Rhema for Today.
Some people hear what we call the faith message, and they imagine, you know, from now on, never going to have any problems. Just float through life on flowery beds of ease. You've got another thought coming. The crisis of life comes to all of us. Amen.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Today you'll hear more from Kenneth E. Hagin on his classic teaching, Knowing God as Your Father, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
That's my Father on the throne. Hallelujah. You see, He is not austere. He is not a judge. He's not a traffic cop just waiting to blow the whistle on you. He's your Father. I'll tell you, some Christian people have got the most foolish image of God. To him, He's some great big somebody, you know, sitting up there with a big fly swatter. And the minute that you light and do something wrong, He's going to swat you. No, thank God, that's not my Father. I said, that's not my Father. Even if you missed it, He's still going to help you if you'll let Him. Now, if you won't let Him, that's another story. He can't help you then. But even if you missed it, and who is there of us that has not missed it? Amen? Even if you missed it, praise God, He's out to help you. He's not out to get you. That's the image that a lot of people's got of God. He's out to get you. Oh, you better watch out. God will get you. No, He's not out to get you. He's out to help. I'm talking about children of God, people of God. He's out to help you. He is your Father. There is a longing in His heart to meet your need. There is a longing in His heart to bear your burden. The entire Old and New Testaments lead us to one conclusion, that is that God longs and God loves to answer prayer. Call unto me and I'll answer thee, He said, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. He longs to have your confidence. He longs to have you trust Him for every need of your life. He wants you to know that it's easier for the heavens to cease to function than it is for God your Father to ignore one of His promises. He said, I watch over my word. King James said, I will hasten my word to perform it. The margin reading of Jeremiah 1:12, I watch over my word to perform it. God watches over His word to perform it. Isaiah 55, you remember, tells us that as high as the heavens are above the earth, so high are His ways above our ways and His thoughts above our thoughts. And it went on to tell us that not one word of God will return unto Him void. And thank God it won't. Can you say amen?
Amen.
So then you can readily see how important it is that you fellowship with Him in prayer. How important it is that you learn to pray. More necessary that you learn to pray than anything in life. Education is important. But it's more important that you learn to pray than it is to gain an education. It's more important that you learn to pray than it is to make a success in the business world. It's more important that you learn to pray than it is that you'd be a great singer, a great musician, or a great politician, or a great anything else. Hallelujah. For if you don't know how to pray, you're at a disadvantage. You see, the most important thing in the world is to learn how to pray. Amen. How to contact your Father. You see, the person that does not know how to pray, I don't care if they are saved. I don't care if they have been baptized with the Holy Ghost. They're handicapped in life. Because when the great crisis comes, he'll not know how to meet it. Now, friends, just face up to it. You see, I think some people have got the wrong impression. I don't know why they have. They didn't get it from me, if you heard me, because I've been going at this through the years. And I always keep saying it. Some people hear what we call the faith message, and they imagine, you know, from now on, never going to have any problems. Just float through life on flowery beds of ease. you've got another thought coming. The crisis of life comes to all of us. Amen. The test. There in the Old Testament. Remember the word of God said, the afflictions of the righteous are many. The word afflictions there doesn't mean sickness or disease. However, sickness or disease could be affliction. You see, the Hebrew and the Greek word also over in the New Testament, translated affliction, means test. Trials, and of course sickness can be addressed in a trial, you see, but the tests, the trials, the troubles, in other words, of the righteous are many. How come them to be many? Well, among other things, we're in the world but not of the world, and Satan's the god of this world, and he'll stir up all the trouble he can. Amen. He'll do everything he can, and then a lot of good people help him out, and even some good Christian people help him out. Amen. And so there'll be a lot of stuff. The afflictions, the troubles, the test, the trials of the righteous are a few. No, are many. Many. But the Lord, hallelujah. But the Lord that he's talking about there is your Father, if you've been born again. The Lord delivereth him out of a few of them.
All.
Huh?
All.
How many of them?
All
of them. Aren't you glad?
Amen.
See, he never said you wasn't going to have any problems or any troubles. No, the crisis of life comes to all of us. If we do not know how to pray, if we do not know our Father as we should, we will not be able to meet that crisis. Now, what astounds me, and I've been astounded at it through the years. I've had ministers of the gospel. I've had them to, you know, I've held meetings in the churches, sometimes for week on in, 8 weeks meetings, teaching every day on the subject of faith. Been back another time, taught several weeks. And then some crisis came. I've had them to call me. I've had them to come to see me. Just a bawling and a squalling. I thought to myself, how could they ever help the congregation? They don't know what to do themselves when the crisis comes. They don't know what to do. I think they got the impression, you see, that if you believe God now and if you've got faith, that you're not going to have any problems. You're not going to have any struggles. You're not going to have any troubles. You're not going to have any tests. You're not going to have any trials. But no, when we're preaching faith, that's how it means. We're trying to show you how to overcome your problems. Hallelujah. And how to get victory. Hallelujah. Through them. Remember that Peter says, the trial of your faith is more precious than gold. Trial of your faith is more precious than gold. Now, we all love the 91st Psalm. How many of you love the 91st Psalm? How many of you believe it belongs to you? If it doesn't, why, there's no use you reading it. Because it's not yours anyhow. That'd be like me reading a love letter that your girlfriend wrote to you and applying it to me. Well, it don't apply to me. No, bless God, the 91st Psalm belongs to us. Hallelujah. God never said you wasn't going to have any trouble. Notice what he did say. Notice the 15th verse of this 91st Psalm. He shall call upon me, and I'll answer him. There's prayer again, isn't it? God, I said, longs, yearns, loves to hear and answer prayer. He shall call upon me, and I'll answer him. I will be with him in trouble. See, he didn't say he wasn't going to have any trouble. He said, I'll be with him in trouble. I'll be with him in trouble. Boy, when you get in trouble, I mean, even in the natural, it's good to have somebody with you, some of your family. Amen? I said, amen?
Amen.
Well, I'll tell you how much more is that true over in the spiritual realm. It's good to have some of your family there when you get in trouble, when the trial comes, when the test comes. Well, thank God, not only do we have the help of one another, but the Father said, the great God of the universe, our Father said, I'll be with him in trouble. Now again, here's where folks miss it. They said, well, I know he's with me. And they just stay in their troubles. But wait a minute. He said, I'll be with him in trouble and what?
I'll deliver him.
He don't want you to stay in that trouble. He wants to deliver you. Hallelujah. Praise God. So don't just take comfort that he's with you and stay in your trouble. Look to him for the deliverance, because there is deliverance. I'll be with him in trouble and will deliver him. Now in conclusion, we're talking about your individual prayer life. Prayer has several elements. First of all, it brings you into personal fellowship and touch with your Father. I bow my knees unto the Father. And with the Lord Jesus Christ. What you ask the Father in my name, he'll give it to you. And with the Holy Ghost. You see, all three of the Godhead are brought into the prayer life. You are praying to the Father. You are praying in the name of Jesus. You are praying through the Holy Spirit. And that prayer is based on the Word of God. Now that kind of praying will get the job done. I said that kind of praying will get the job done. You can't spend any length of time in prayer without being affected by it. It does something for you personally, individually. The quietness. The unshakableness. The faith, the deep, unsounded peace that pervades the Godhead will overflow into the prayer's life. Hallelujah.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. This month, we're offering Kenneth E. Hagin's 2-CD set entitled Hold On to the Word. We're also offering Lynette Hagin's Slimline book, It's Your Time to Shine. Last but not least is Kenneth W. Hagin's 2-CD set entitled Our Rights in Christ. All these items at the special price of $25. Call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. Again, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
From our word partners, you know, and somebody said, well, what in the world is a word partner? Well, a word partner is just somebody that prays for us on a regular basis.
Yes.
And sends an offering at least once a month, whatever you can afford to send, to help us support Rhema and all that we're doing throughout the world with all the Rhemas everywhere, this broadcast. And that's what it is. And we'd like for you to partner with us. And I want to thank all of you that have partnered with us. But you can just go to rhema.org/WPC and become a Word Partner Club member with us. And we would really appreciate that. It really would help us to do what God has told us to do.
That's right.
Monday, Kenneth E. Hagin will continue this powerful teaching from the Rhema Archives. That's next week on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Have a great weekend.